The Kurdish forces say they have half of the city of Sinjar under their control. They also say at least 8 villages bordering the predominantly Azadi town have been cleared from ISIL militants.
The confrontations are still ongoing inside Sinjar. We are facing a lot of resistance from the terrorists who are relying on explosives and sniping as well as long-distance shelling. Our advance is being slowed down by this, but our morale is very high. We will fight night and day until Sinjar is cleared.
The Kurdish forces affirm that at least 400 ISIL Takfiri militants have been killed since the beginning of the military operations to retake Sinjar.
We will continue to push for Sinjar so that all the displaced people living in tents can return safely to their homes. Though so far Sinjar is not yet safe, and even the areas we have liberated need to be secured from all the explosives those terrorists have planted.
The terrorists are fleeing. They're hiding behind their snipers. They're afraid of direct confrontation, so they rely on their explosives to cause casualties amongst us. But we are not going anywhere. We are going to fight back till the last drop of blood.
In August of 2014, ISIL terrorists took control of Sinjar town, forcing a large number of people to leave their homes and flee to Iraq's semi-autonomous Kurdistan region. This as a large number of Kurdish Izadi women and girls have been abducted by the terror group and sold into slave markets in Mosul and Syria. Kurdish Peshmerga forces have recently uncovered 9 mass graves of Izadi Kurds killed by ISIL in the northern Iraqi town. Kurdish forces tell Press TV that though they have managed to halt ISIL's advance towards the town of Sinjar itself, they are still facing a lot of pockets of resistance within the town. I don't know if you can see behind me, but the white smoke is actually from mortars which have just been fired by Takfiri militants at Peshmerga forces who are currently based inside Sinjar. So as I said, as the Kurdish forces were telling us, though they have managed to put ISIL in a constant state of retreat, their job in Sinjar is far from being done and the town is far from being clear. Altaf Ahmed, Press TV, from the outskirts of the town of Sinjar.